Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Poet Showcase, presented by Il Nostro Regno Radio. Poet Showcase is going to be an area where we can showcase several of our poets from our incredible kingdom for people to get to know a little bit better. And we're very excited to bring this. We also want to thank our sound guy, Scientific, for that awesome intro beat called Extras Rhythm. Scientific has his music for lease or sale, and all you have to do is email him at Scientific, that's scyntfk@gmail.com. scyntfk@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's get into Poet Showcase, and we would like to welcome to the show for this showcase, Naomi Sarah. Hello, Naomi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, JCA?
I'm doing really good. It's great to have you here, and we're really excited to share you with our listening audience, which right now composes of over a dozen countries around the world. And we're really excited about our growth and getting to start this journey together. And we're ready for them to get to know you a little bit better. So without further ado, let me get into a few questions. First of all, Naomi, why did you start writing, and why did you start writing, and how long have you been writing poetry for?
Well, I started reading really young because in our house we weren't allowed TVs. So that was our, you know, our way of distracting ourselves, you know, of occupying our time. So we all, me and I have two younger brothers, so we were avid readers from a very, very early age. And since I was reading from a young age, well, I started writing, and I started writing like in elementary, and the teacher would find my pieces so funny and just so funny, I guess, and so like real, you know. There were little pieces of my life, and she'd read them aloud to the class, and you know, that became on a regular basis. And I just started writing from there, and I never stopped, you know. And that all started, that great adventure with my imagination and picking out little pieces of my life and just making people laugh, you know. That's it. Yeah, that's where it started pretty much from.
That's great. And that is awesome. Is there any particular genre or writing style that you prefer yourself?
I like dystopian. I write in that style like a lot. Like my books are really dystopian and fantasy. I love that genre, to make up a world or have a futuristic world on Earth, you know, that usually a disaster on Earth and happens, my latest trilogy that I'm in the middle of writing right now is it happens after a bacterial war happens, and then, you know, the planet is population is pretty just died off, and yeah, the trilogy is from there. So I like dystopian, but I like also all kinds, you know. A good book is a good book. So, you know, if I pick up a book and I'm captivated, like in the first few paragraphs there, well, you have me. You know, right now I'm reading Dune, which is a great book. It's so amazingly written. And so I'm right into Dune right now. But I love all kinds, you know, like I don't limit myself, because I think if you limit yourself, then you limit your writing. And so you have to stay wide open to all kinds of different genres. You know, I'll read from anything from autobiographies to Stephen King to, you know, so I just, you know, so I don't limit myself really.
I think that is a great, great thing, because ultimately I've written a few books that I don't have published myself, and dystopian is one of the styles that I've written in. So I think that that is super cool. You yourself, have you published any books?
Yeah, I've published a few. Like I have about like five maybe published now. I have one. My first one was fantasy, Anna, the Princess Without a Kingdom. That's a world I invented, and I draw also, so I drew up this world, this map, and then I wrote it for the second English learners, because I teach kids, and I could never find a book that was, you know, appropriate to their age, and interesting enough, you know, there's these little picture books, you know, children's picture books. But I mean, you know, when the kids get into their early teens there, well, they don't want a picture book, you know, a kid's picture book to start reading. And so I said, well, if there isn't one that I can find, I'm going to write one myself. So I wrote this book, and it has a teacher's guide that goes along with it, so chapter questions, and then a map in it, and they follow Anna along with her voyage, you know, throughout the world. And, yeah, and it just caught on. And it even was copied in China. And, yeah, I was kind of, like, pissed about that because I didn't get any money back from that, but it was stolen from me. And I found out that it was going around in China there. And, yeah, so that was my first book. And then I published one on poetry pieces, of course. And then I have my trilogy that I've published too. So, yeah, so that's a few books there that I worked on and I got out.
Oh, that is incredible. And shame on you, Chinese, for pirating her book.
I got to
say that right off the top of my head. That's great. Do you have a? Are they available on Amazon? Or
yeah, well, they're all over. You just Google my name, like Naomi Buot, Buote. And you'll see me pop out up all over, like on Barnes and Noble and all, you know, Amazon and all the sites there, all over the place.
That's great. That is great. Now, do you have yourself any literary influences, any type of authors that really have caught you in your life?
The Daffodils was my favorite poem growing up. It's just so enchanting, the flow and everything. So, from Williams Wordsworth. That's it, eh? Williams Wordsworth, The Daffodils. And I just loved that poem growing up. But then because when I started out writing poetry, I was rhyming, you know, rhyming and rhyming and rhyming. And then you grow and then you drift away from that rhyming kind of into free verse. And Mary Angelou, she was a great
Maya
Angelou. Oh, so sorry. Like, she's one of my, I messed up her name, and she's like one of my my heroes, because she's was a black woman back in the early 1900s, and like she was this female warrior, you know. She just went through so much, and she accomplished so much. And her poetry, like Phenomenal Woman, is also one of my favorite poems of all times. And so I just love her. And then I drift also towards, like Stephen King, and his descriptions are just like to die for. And then you have Dan Brown, you know, with the Da Vinci Code, that he puts so much research into his books when he writes them. And and my biggest influence of all was other poets on AP too, and All Poetry, the site. I just learned so much from reading their rites, and you know, Just phenomenal writers on the website. And yeah, so thank you, you know, for AP and Kevin for putting, for displaying, you know, such awesome writers. I mean, there's a amazing, amazing writers there.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Now I got a question for you. Now this is personally outside of the poetry world. Do you have any heroes or role models that have really stuck out in your life? Who are they and why did they stick out?
Well, my mom, first, my mom was called the angel of the village where I grew up in Quebec. And my mom, she was called the angel, l'ange du village in French. And she would, you know, always reach out to the poor. She'd take food over. She always had a smile. She'd always encourage me, you know, saying to me, continue your writing, Naomi, continue your drawing. You're so great. And she was really, you know, an inspiration in my life. Just her happy-go-lucky way, you know, nothing really got her down. She was always just smiling. And then teachers in school, I had this English teacher, Miss Dotson. She was just phenomenal. I mean, she introduced me to all the classics like Mark Twain and John Steinbeck and, you know, and then Shakespeare and, you know, and she'd go through all and she'd have us read all these classical books and analyze them, you know, piece by piece. And then she'd showcase, you know, our writing and everybody was saying you should be an English teacher, you should be an English teacher. And then she had me in the library from a young age. I would be in the library because like I read every friggin' book that was in that library, in the school library. So I was in the library and I'd be there and she'd send students, the teachers would send students in and they'd come and see me and I'd ask them like, what do you like? What kind of books do you like? What are you into? And then they'd tell me and then I'd direct them towards a certain book and I'd pick a book out for them and I'd say, okay, this, you should read this. I think this would, you'd really enjoy this. So from a really early age, this Miss Dotson, she really, you know, she really encouraged me. And of course, my daughters, you know, they're an inspiration too in my life because they're just like super women out there working and have careers and raising kids. And oh my gracious, they do so much. So, yeah.
Well, we always have that one teacher in our lives that are, like that. Mine was a geometry teacher by the name of Ralph James. I remember him saying the first day of class, you're going to learn more about life in this class than you are about geometry. And and he said, you'll never, ever forget my name. And he was absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm.
We always get that one teacher that always hits us up. Now, talking about inspiration, first of all, I want to go ahead and plug your page on allpoetry.com for people who want to find her. It's Naomi Sarah, so it's www.allpoetry.com/Naomi_Sarah. That is Naomi_Sara. That's www.allpoetry.com/Naomi_Sarah. Naomi_Sara. Now, without further ado, let's talk about a little bit of your inspiration through one of your poems. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one. This is called The Branch of Life Where I Belong.
The branch of life where I belong. My house is bustling with music, singing, talking, screeches and laughter. The scurrying patter of little feet tickles, chases and hide and seeks, as on my knee I bump up and down little Lena that squeaks and giggles. And I think this is where I belong, right here, no other place, as I smile, watching my two daughters dancing crazily and screeching out, I've got all my life to live, I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive, I will survive, hey, hey, and then tumbling together into a laughing pile on the kitchen floor. And I smile, remembering Pam taking her first steps at only 9 months, and Kim her first word, and I laugh, because she never stopped talking since. The first time they both said mama, and all those other firsts. And I think, yes, you are strong, my girls. There's nothing that you can't do, because you are the greatest thing that I ever did in my lifetime. I see my two sons laughing as they arm wrestle. And I remember Sam breaking his leg on our first ski trip, Brandon getting a split bloody lip, falling down off something again, and me thinking as I wiped away their tears, you can cry, you can be afraid, because I will be brave and strong enough for us both. Don't you worry, you just be you. And I look at each of my granddaughters and imagine them older with bouncing babies on their knees, singing lullabies and telling stories, perhaps the same ones I told my children and that they then told their children. And then Lena wraps her hand around my finger and my heart sings. And I think, oh yes, I am right where I belong. I don't need to climb no mountain high, swim no ocean wide, nor read 1,000 books to discover the hidden secrets about living happy and fulfilled. 'Cause this right here, this all around me, this is what life is all about.
Now, what I've got to say about this is Naomi writes a lot about her life, about reality, about living, and how this goes. When you put this poem together, Naomi, and then did the SoundCloud, it's just so emotional. What was going through your mind?
Oh, my gracious. Huh. I have so much trouble reading that poem, crying. We went through such a hard time, like when I had the kids. I was in a violent relationship at the time. And, I was almost killed and everything in the end. And the kids, well, the girls especially, they were older. And, we had to be so strong. And when I left, I got out of there. I was able to escape because I was sequestrated. And so I just grabbed a garbage bag and I popped, some of our clothes into the garbage bag. And I just ran with the kids. And so that poem, the way we stuck together and got through that, And then I put myself through university, like to make a life for me and the kids. And so that poem is really, you know, brings back so many of those moments. Yeah. It's just very emotional to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what I want everybody who's listening to do is take Naomi's example. And if you're in that type of relationship, don't be afraid to get out of it. There is, as Naomi proved, there is life on the other side. When you're able to get out of it, she herself built what she has with her own hands. And women, and you're very capable of doing that yourselves. Men, even if you're in an abusive relationship, you're capable of doing it yourselves. No one needs to end up being in that type of a relationship, because each and every one of you are absolutely a treasure on this earth, and we value you greatly. So please take Naomi's example and run with it. Now, Naomi has a tendency to write reality, and that's what I love about her. And that's what, and you know, I'm going to go a little bit further into it. I'm going to play another one of your poems. And this is kind of what she is kind of famous for, really and truthfully, is, you know, just telling it like it is and not caring what anybody else. And there's a touch of reality behind what she writes. So this one is called Just Pissed Every Time I Feel You Say Your Mind Is Playing Tricks on You, My Dear. So here we go. I love that title.
Just Pissed. Every time I feel you say, your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. You are sending my brain raging into a curled over, spasmodic, contracting cramp again. Just by the nonchalant way you stand there, staring out the friggin' window, talking about how beautiful the lawn is coming along again, and that you're really satisfied with the fence you built, and how you have to hurry because you'll be late for work again, humming your way outside as I'm screaming into my bloody insides. I watch as you open the car door with an easy tug, and I slam the darn curtain shut. Hell, I wore my tiger stripe negligee last night. You kissed my forehead, turned over, and snored. I made you breakfast with eggs, done just like you love them. You ate it all up and then burped it all out. I know the name of each one of your coworkers. Know your job inside out. And you, do you even know what I did yesterday? Do you know how I love to write and paint? I don't think so, because you never darn ask. Oh, how I crisp up into a hard iron spike ball, just wanting to smash it straight between your serene eyes, kick the cool mellowness right out of your smile every time I try to talk, and you always pat my hand and say, oh, don't worry so much, baby. You fret way too much about nothing. Aren't we doing just fine? No.
I love this. This is reality in a nutshell, folks. She paints it so well. Sometimes we neglect those who we're supposed to love the most. And we forget it at times that there's details in life that we should be asking about. We should be showing enough care to each other. And I love how you write reality, Naomi. In your mind, what were you thinking about when you wrote this one?
Oh boy, my last relationship. That was just exactly it, you know, the way, the way it just, yeah. You know, I have a facility to talk to strangers, like I'll talk to a waitress or the restaurant. If something's going wrong, I'll just say it, or to a clerk working in a store or something, you know. Like I'm not shy at all, you know, to say what I want or say what's not going wrong when it's strangers. But when it's somebody that's close to me, well, I think I just have trouble, you know, expressing my inner feelings. Like I'm so scared to hurt them or so scared to say something wrong. Or I don't know if it's like the majority of us that's like that. But I just, you know, like I just have trouble with that, you know, when it's people close to me. And yeah, so this is a bit of rambling on about that last relationships, and it's most of my relationships, I think it's partly my fault too, because you know I don't express myself, so it comes from miscommunication, I think, you know, and there are not enough communication in the couple, you know. So yeah, so it goes both ways, you know. It's not just one way, you know. But you know, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, it comes from experience.
There was something in this poem that stuck out that I want to kind of go into, because many poets, they enjoy different types of art forms. I write song lyrics as well. I love to sing. And in this one, I notice, do you know how I love to write and paint? Mm-hmm. You do painting yourself?
Yeah, I draw and I paint. Yeah, I showcased a couple of artworks in some of my poems there. I put them up there. They're kind of, yeah, like abstract, kind of like a abstract art. I love abstract, just to doodle around with forms and different colors and shapes. And usually they're like pretty much like triangles and squares and pointy, you know, pointy forms with pointy edges, because I think, you know, my life has been very hard at times, you know. I made it into something like now I'm beautiful, but you know, I never felt resentment to what I went through. I think it was all like it helped me be a better person today and have empathy towards others that go through troubled times. And so I don't have much resentment, but I still, you know, portray sharpness in my paintings and in my drawings. Because life can be cruel.
Yes, it can. And what we're going to do is we're going to get a few of those paintings from Naomi, and we're going to put that on the slideshow for this little showcase here, so that we can spread a little bit more of your art around and showcase you a little better. And with that, I'm going to be calling it a showcase. And would you like to add anything else for the people listening to know?
I just admire all you poets out there, and I draw inspiration from each and every one of you. And if I can like inspire you in any way, or you can enjoy what I write, well thank you so much. And look forward to your comments and your and reading you too. So and just I hope you all have a wonderful life. I always say live and leave the ordinary behind and live in the extraordinary.
That is great. That is great. Well, this has been a Poet Showcase from Il Nostro Regno, and I want to thank Naomi for joining us today. I want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to put a special thanks out there to Mocha868, who is my partner in crime, and none of what we do in Il Nostro Regno Radio would be possible without her. She pulls everything together and it does an awesome job. I want to thank Scientifics for the great intro and outro music. Remember, scyntfk@gmail.com if you're interested in leasing or buying any of the music. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there. Remember, it's for Naomi's page. It's allpoetry.com/Naomi_Sarah. That's Sarah without the H. That's allpoetry.com/Naomi_Sarah. That's Naomi_Sara. And with that, thank you, Naomi. And we are going to call this a showcase, and I'm going to play a little bit of music on our way out.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.